So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I'm a stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my seat. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The best show on the radio. We thank you for listening. 94.1 on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and streaming on YouTube. We love you, YouTube folks. Jack, get to it, brother.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So rarely is there enough audio to come up with the top five funniest pieces of audio in the last day, but there is.
Wow.
There is. And one comes from the same NBA basketball game.
Ah.
Not the Sixers.
Real?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, did I send you that?
You sent one of them, and there was another
some
one.
Kate Nala stuff.
Nah, there was no Kate Nala stuff last night.
Honestly, the NBA one is way
it's
out
crazy.
Of pocket. Way out of pocket.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But starting at number five, for those that missed it, I do want to replay the BAM call from yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's making it?
It's making it. Because it happened at 2:30 yesterday. It's going to get referenced a lot in the next year.
Yes.
And I want to make sure people are honed in on just what BAM said yesterday.
Okay. BAM, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? Happy New Year's.
Hey, BAM.
What's
Happy
up,
New
BAM?
Year. I could have had a better New Year's, so, Jack. I was at a party on New Year's Eve, man. Got grazed by a bullet.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I was at a New Year's Eve party, and then somebody, this random person was showed up to the party, and they was think they was cool, shot up in the air, and one of the bullets came down and struck me, grazed me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. It just burns. I had to, like, they got me in a burn cast, and had to put a lot of aloe vera on there.
Wow.
It's aloe vera, yeah.
Did the party continue? I mean, did you keep part? Did it happen before midnight?
Man, you had to, did you stay for the rest of the party, right?
Yeah, I stayed for the rest of the party.
Ah, that's my man right there.
Where'd it hit you at?
In my arm, in my neck, on my shin.
Jeez.
Hold on. You got hit twice?
Yeah,
it's like JFK.
It ricocheted off my arm and it hit my shin.
But it's single bullet theory. Yeah. Are you sure there wasn't was there a grassy knoll by the party?
Nah.
Okay.
It was somebody there.
Oh, man.
Now, just to be sure, nobody was seriously, obviously.
Are you the only one who got hit?
Yeah, is everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay.
Okay, all right.
Well, I was the only one who got hit because I couldn't run fast enough.
Well,
never mind. Yeah.
You should be careful running,
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I was definitely getting ready to say, where were you going to run to?
Now, if you don't know, Bam is blind, which is why him running, we were worried about it. Now, he did say something in hearing it. It does raise my antenna a little bit.
Okay.
He said, all right, so it appears as if the bullet did not puncture him at any point,
sure.
Right? He said it ricocheted off his arm and then went into his leg.
Yeah.
But he does not have the bullet. It ricocheted.
It didn't lodge anywhere.
Yeah, it didn't.
Probably ricocheted. Probably just went straight.
Is it possible that something other than a gun happened and they just told him it was a gun? Like, well, no, I'm were they lighting off fireworks? It's a
fair.
Burn?
It's a fair point.
I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. I'm so glad Bama's okay.
Yeah, we're again during the summer. We'll get Bam in here.
Yeah, we'll hear more about that.
And we got to find out if that party was indoors or not.
Yes.
Because somebody has fired off a gun indoors.
And it's just bouncing off the ceiling?
That's why I had to, wouldn't that make more sense if it's outside? So then go up and then come down?
If he shoots it up outside, where's it coming down and then it's going to hit him?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it has to come down eventually.
It sure does. Well, yeah.
But it's not going straight up and coming down.
But also, if he's inside, it's getting lodged upstairs.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why he's had to be
outside.
Unless
he's in a steel room or something.
Could
it's,
you imagine?
It's just drywall. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm glad you replayed that.
Lots of breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, that call... It's one of the best calls we've ever got. Yeah.
I agree. All right. So the other pieces of audio. I'm obsessed with the Charlotte Hornets announcer.
Yes, he's great.
He's kind of like Gus Johnson, but younger Gus Johnson.
He's great. I don't know if you've ever heard them. I used to watch them.
So,
you know, when I used to have to watch the Sixers on League Pass when I was in North Jersey, I would get all of League Pass and I would watch them sometimes just to hear him. He's great.
Yeah, so this is his call last night of Emmanuel Quickley of the Raptors draining a game winner.
Oh, no! Oh! No! Emmanuel Quickley wins it for Toronto!
It's January 8th and you're the Hornets.
Yes.
No!
Wow, yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, he's a good listen.
Yeah,
he is a good listen.
He gets really into it.
He sounded like, what's our guy in Minnesota? Paul Allen.
A little bit like Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He lives and dies with every.
I respect that, you know?
Yeah.
He's trying to button it up, like the Favre interception.
Yep.
Then he said, like, Brett Favre cannot make that pass.
You cannot do that. It's not Detroit, man. It's Super Bowl.
It's the NFC Championship game.
That's what he said, yes.
It's awesome. All right.
Oh, man.
But also, in the Raptors-Hornets game last night, didn't think I'd have two pieces of audio from this. This is the Raptors announcers, and I believe the context is that they weren't hitting threes all night, and they finally hit a three.
Okay.
And this was their reaction.
Jed Kamamu, he'll let it fly. Oh! Jack! Hallelujah! I feel like Red Fox and Sanford and Son. I think I'm going to have the big one right now.
I'm coming again.
Oh my goodness.
No.
They made a three.
Tears are flowing in the broadcast booth. Mamu.
I'm out. I was in all the way up until he said, Wheezy, I'm coming to join you.
Yeah.
It's Elizabeth, I'm coming to join
you. Oh, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wheezy is George Jefferson's wife.
Yeah. That is. And mixing up the black sitcoms.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yep.
That is a tough one.
It was a good call, though.
Yeah. Good call.
It was a good call.
Second funniest piece of audio in the last day is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you hear what Joel said after the game last night?
I saw it this morning.
Okay. Here is Joel Embiid talking about last night's game.
Besides just the focus and the lockdown, which you
described. Yeah, just... not playing without meat, like last game,
man.
Coming out every game, and just...
Come on, man. Come on. He did that on purpose, man.
Well,
not playing without meat.
So Doc said that once.
And I thought I was playing with your food, though.
No, he said, I'm pretty sure Doc said meat, and I'm pretty sure Joel, that's a little troll of Doc. I'm pretty sure Doc said playing with your meat, but
definitely playing with your food.
But I'm saying
he knows what he's doing.
Saying, yeah, Joel's a good troll. Man.
Yeah, that is the best version of Joel when he's just lightly trolling when things are going well. Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Not playing without meat.
Joel, he's feeling happy.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is.
The quote from Doc in 23 after the Sixers played the Nets, you've got to take care of your business. Don't play with your meat.
And we never kept that.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
We didn't. That's probably a miss.
Yeah, how do we miss that?
I don't know.
But the funniest piece of audio comes from our own Hugh Douglas, who also, by the way, was sporting red and black today. Now, is that for the Falcons job?
I think it is.
Or Niners?
Yeah.
Or not? No, it's, I think it's the Falcons job.
He's been
Falcons
pro Eagles this week.
He has been pro Eagles this week.
He was super pro Jalen, I heard, for about 5 minutes today, too, which is not very Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's not, he had a good run.
Let me ask you about this before you play this audio.
Okay.
Did it get a little too hot in the kitchen for Hugh? I thought Hugh, he was on our side for a little bit, you know? Did Hugh's days as a hot taker, you know, sports talk host?
Maybe.
He got a little too hot in the kitchen for Hugh, maybe.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
He was at war for a long time there.
Yes, he was.
Social media.
Yeah. He was. Well, and that Jaylen makes it worse.
And Jaylen fans, not fun to argue with.
Nope. And they never stop.
That's
the thing. Yeah,
they never stop.
It's not going to end.
Hugh is normally the guy that never stops, but when you meet them, you realize,
Yep.
But this piece of audio from Hugh earlier, already an all-timer.
And who was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings. Mangina.
Whoa.
Try to think of Eric Mangini.
Nick Mangina?
Mangina.
Not Mangina.
Nick Mangina.
He knew that wasn't right. He knew that wasn't right.
Oh, man.
He couldn't stop himself from saying it.
Oh, my goodness. That was so good.
Mangina.
Nick Mangina. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Save 40% off all windows and doors with 12 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Happy New Year, fellas.
You know what? You're the last one in. It's a cutoff. That's
my
cutoff.
My daughter gets mad when I wish people Happy New Year.
No more Happy New Year.
It's a week old now.
Yeah, January 8th. You're the last one. You got in right under the deadline. I think this Seinfeld one is the 7th. So I'm going to say the 8th. I'm going to give you that one, but we're going to move on after that. So
snuck right in there, Spike. Snuck right in there.
Buddy. Yep.
Spritz, what were you saying? It was a couple segments back. Were you saying you're guaranteeing Josh Allen's going to lose this weekend?
Yeah, he's going to lose this weekend.
Dude, what do you want to bet on that? Because there is no way Josh Allen is losing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That Jacksonville team's pretty good, and that Bills team is not.
No way, dude. With Sunshine back there, he's a fake, dude.
Seen his last, like, six games?
I'm not.
His postseason games aren't very good.
Might beat Herbert.
That's
the only one that's worse than him.
I'm surprised, Spike, that you're taking Trevor Lawrence over Josh Allen this weekend.
Right? I'm not. It's not a Trevor Lawrence thing. Yeah, it's a team. I do believe Josh Allen's the best player in football. Overall, I think he's the best player in football. I think it's possible that he could go nuclear. He did it against the Ravens this year. He did it against the Patriots. He's done it a few times. I just like... That Jacksonville team is really good. It's on the road. I don't think the Bills can stop anybody. And
besides the Eagles.
Yeah. And Josh Allen doesn't have anybody to throw to. It's going to be a tough game for him to win.
I'm still sticking with Josh on that one. But, I Spritz, when I heard that, it completely threw me. I couldn't believe. I think Buffalo is a farm. I think we're going to play Buffalo.
Listen, I hope the Bills make the Super Bowl. I mean, there's no doubt. I hope they win the Super Bowl. But, like...
It would help my futures bet.
Yeah, I just...
I picked the Eagles and the Bills in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it would help my futures bet.
But I don't feel it.
Well, I couldn't get in yesterday to answer your question, and I wanted to defend Dr. Chris from earlier with Bryce Harper lover boy over there.
Yeah.
Ever since Bryce Harper mentioned his name once, dude, you would think he was like the mayor of WIP. And he walks around and just, he rips on everybody. And his takes are stupid because he's a hypocrite. This morning,
wow,
he's saying that we don't show our athletes enough love. I didn't hear what he said, but from what I heard when he was on with you, Spritz, is that what was going on? He's trying to say that we're too hard on our players?
Yeah, we're not appreciating this enough. Like, we're taking it for granted in a way. That kind of thing.
He's the biggest Jalen hater of all time, dude. We have the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, okay? Well, we have a guy that won the MVP in the Super Bowl last year. He's been to two out of the last three Super Bowls. What other quarterback has given us that since the Eagles have ever been in existence? Because I'll wait. It's never happened.
None. Yeah, none.
And then he wants to come on and say that we're not showing our players. Get the hell out of here. And he's a hypocrite. That's what I don't need a doctorate either. I'll tell you what's wrong right there. He's a hypocrite. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Well,
I agree with Dr. Kress.
Let me just say, Dustin, be prepared.
I can't wait to hear his remarks.
Yes,
it's all right, though. He only calls up once a month.
He
anyway,
will respond to this.
With the morning guys, dude, because his calls are completely different on each show, and that's what bothers me.
Well, but I can appreciate.
But we also like the Chuck comedy era.
Yeah, this,
on our show,
this has been an adjustment from Chuck that I didn't see coming, and he's been very, very good. I have to, you know, and I've had my wars with Chuck for sure.
I loved when you guys had your wars. That was great. But yeah. I don't like how he's coming on to call her crime.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dustin. He had a point. She is a bit of an enabler with Jalen.
No,
how can you talk about the Chargers game and say that the reason they lost is because A.J. Brown dropped a pass when the guy had five turnovers?
But Spike, you've had bad shows before, and I still think you're the best, dude. Like, I don't understand. So we had bad performance. If you go back and look at his win-loss record, and that essentially, whether you and Spritzy like that did it or not, Ike knows what's up.
That's right.
It all comes down to winning football games. I don't care how.
That's all that matters.
Ask you something, Dustin. What quarterback over the last two seasons has won the most football games? What do you think? Who do you think it is?
Not sure, but what quarterback?
I'm just asking you a question. Who?
I would honestly.
It's Sam Darnold.
He's a fraud.
Oh,
dude.
But he won. But he, I'm sorry. 28 and 6 the last two seasons. 28 and 6.
What has he done when the games?
Let me ask you something. He played one after Jalen's first playoff game. How many playoff wins did Jalen have? The answer is zero, and Sam Darnold has played one playoff game and lost it. So, like, if you want to throw the win, now I do not think Sam Darnold is better than Jalen, but you know why? It is because I am grown up enough to be able to understand that there's more to how the quarterback plays than whether the team won or not. That's it.
And then on top of it, like, you had the dude from San Fran earlier, and he's talking about all the injuries, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
We're getting our Hall of Fame left tackle or right tackle back. We're getting our future Hall of Fame defensive tackle back healthy and rested. That is game changing. And then to throw on top of that, the reason Jalen Hurts is, in my opinion, better than these other quarterbacks, he doesn't turn the ball over. So when you're getting a world championship defense, and then on top of that, I'm not saying that the running game is going to come back, but Lane Johnson makes a difference on that line. Like, you have Tyler Steen who can't block a cold in the wintertime, but you still got him out there, and he hasn't been really doing anything.
If not turning the ball over was so effective for the offense, why don't they score more points?
It's going to sound like, and this is why I wanted to get to your point yesterday. If this dude is playing for his job, we have a serious problem. Because even if they win the Super Bowl,
there we go, enabler Dustin
running their offense.
despite their offense looks like it's ran in Madden. It looks like there's 10 plays, dude. You're running, it's third and 10, and you're sending out, you're running a single back, an eye formation.
Yeah, you know better.
You got Saquon blocking, and you got two wide receivers running routes, and he throws a horrible ball. Well, no, duh. Because he's got pressure in his face. He's got two wide receivers running the ball.
Yep.
He's obviously afraid to run right now. Okay,
The Jalen Enabler Society.
Oh, God, here we go. Well, dude, it's just
Chuck had a point.
Like, we got to live with
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. I just said he's better than Sam Darnold. Yeah.
And this goes for everybody in Philadelphia. 10 years ago, if you were given the opportunity from a magic genie saying you could win a Super Bowl, but you're not going to make the playoffs for 20 years, almost everybody in Philadelphia would do it. Right now, we have a competent team with a competent quarterback. We're missing a coach. Go out, and of course, I'm dropping the ball on it, but the dude from Miami, is there any way?
Oh, that'll work. Mike McDaniels.
Say we can want Spike, but it's changing. Well, we have an offense right now that's throwing up crayons, dude.
So why
it's
do you
horrible.
Think, Dustin, let me ask you something.
Sure.
The offense has been very simple for the last 4 years. Why do you think Mike McDaniel is going to come in here and all of a sudden do his complicated offense? And I can promise you, after 3 games, do you know what we'd be doing? Running the same 10 plays we run this year. Because the same 10 plays we ran the year before and the same 10 plays we ran before that. And if the offensive line is great, we can run the ball, we'll be a good football team. And if they're not and they don't, then we won't. Petullo, I don't know if he's a good offensive coordinator. He might be bad. I have no idea. But come on, man. Stop the enabling.
Not enabling. But you know what I will enable, dude? We got to change Flyers of 50 to Flyers of 15. We need that dude on here for a segment.
He already has the whole segment. Yeah. That's the bit.
Brode's skit with the hockey's great, dude. We need more hockey around here, fellas.
All right.
Well, look, if your boy doesn't score more than 16 points on Sunday, we might be talking hockey on Monday. You know, we might be all yelled out by 4:30 on Monday.
But the Bichette meeting's Monday.
Oh, that's when it is?
Yeah.
Well, where do you think they take him?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Chickies,
Chickies. Or they just
come right by.
They just stay at the bank.
Well, I think it's actually a video conference. Yeah.
He's not coming in.
Well, what did you guys expect to run into him down the street?
Well, no.
I want to sell him on the city.
Machado came in.
Yeah.
I know. How'd that turn out? Wow. You had the union worker construction guy going, yay, sign!
You know what they should do?
And they locked him out. Remember Klentak locked the door? And he'd open the door like he's a relative at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Nanny. Yeah. What, did you not expect him to show up? It was crazy. Crazy.
But they should go out to wherever he is. Mr. Middleton, fly out to where, you know.
Where's he from?
Florida.
Okay.
He might be on his honeymoon, though, because he got married last weekend.
Good point.
Yeah.
Look at him making excuses on the fly.
Yeah, listen. He's doing the Zoom meeting from the honeymoon spot.
That shows dedication.
That's a good sign.
I want to know who's texting him. And John Heyman said there's strong, feels like there's strong mutual interest between both parties. Come on.
This feels like a work.
I don't. I'm getting excited.
Okay. All right.
I know. You should be skeptical.
How I am as a human. That is my bit as a human. 215-592-9494. Coming up next. Apparently, quite a scene in the Eagles locker room earlier today.
Everyone's dancing around.
Just quite a scene. We will get the description of the scene from inside, from our Eagles Insider of the Year, Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
FanDuel is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long, and when you win, guess what? You'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today.